Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lloyd Brown. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting third. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Maines goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seeds moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a pop-up towards first. Seed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bluge moves to third. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bluge scores. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Hodapp moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Jolly moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0-for-1 in the game. Quel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge's 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Whitehill bunts towards third. McManus juggles the ball. That's an error on McManus. Sewell moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Whitehill moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Red Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitehill scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Senators, 5. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Jack Russell now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Maynish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a fly ball towards right. Jolly settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jolly. Cronin scores. Schult goes all the way around to score. QL moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. It's 8-5, Senators. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 4 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.